Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the singing of our national anthem and face our flags and your ball caps. Performing the national anthem tonight is the local owner of Fight Therapy, your local jiu-jitsu gym. Give it up for Aubrey Childs.
Good evening and welcome to the Diamonds. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you so much for joining us this evening for game three of the six game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm, the single A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Rawhide looking for their fourth consecutive win. Going to be a tough day as there is a MLB rehabber throwing four. The Lake Elsinore Storm, Clevenger on the mound for the Lake Elsinore Storm. Clevenger coming back from his second Tommy John surgery. And his arm is fine, but he is currently on the injured list with a right knee injury. We'll tell you more about that throughout the game. Let's give you tonight's starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile. Leading off for the Visalia Rawhide, Wildred Patino, he's the designated hitter today, batting second at second base. Gene Walters batting third at third base. It's Davison De Los Santos in the cleanup spot in right field. Jason Roberson batting fifth behind the plate. Shane Muntz batting sixth in left field. G.J. Hill batting seventh at first base. J.J. DeRossio. And batting eighth in center field, it's Juan Bautista. Batting ninth for the Rawhide at shortstop, Chaney Ortiz. And pitching for the Rawhide, left-handed pitcher Avery Short in his 2022 debut. We heard from Avery Short earlier today. Let's hear from him now.
I'm Jill Guerin, sitting down with Avery Short. Avery, you are tonight's starting pitcher against Lake Elsinore Storm. Your first start of the 2022 season, but what did you learn from your 2021 season?
I learned last year that a big part of the game for me is being able to slow the game down when things aren't really going right. So,
and what does slowing the game down do for you?
It kind of just like helps me think in between pitches, so I'm not like going too fast and making dumb mistakes.
And other than continuing to focus on slowing that game down, what are you trying to focus on this season?
I'm really just trying to focus on giving my team a chance to win every game that I'm out there pitching.
And I didn't prep you for this question, so don't kill me. But what are you most looking forward to this year?
I'm really just looking forward to getting to know the guys better and keep winning.
Thanks, Avery.
almost ready for first pitch. It's 7:06 local time in Lake Elsinore. Clevenger on the mound. The first pitch to Wilder Patino. Swung on, deep fly ball. It one hops the center field wall. Patino heading for second. He's thinking about three, but he will cruise into second and stay there. That is first pitch swinging. Wilder Patino, a leadoff double. And Wilder Patino standing on second for Gene Walters. Walter is batting from the left side against Mike Clevenger. Again, this is a MLB rehab appearance for him. Infield shading to the right against Walters. The pitch, foul tipped, count is 0-1. Catching for Lake Elsinore today, Jared Alvarez Lopez. At third, it's Kevin Machado. Shortstop, Jackson Merrill. At second base, Lucas Dunn. And at first, Matthew Acosta. The 0-1. Called strike at the knees. Count is 0-2. From left to right, it's Pierce Jones, Max Ferguson, and Justin Farmer. Rawhide are 2-0 against the Storm so far this series. 4-1 this season. That's good enough for first place in the Southern Division of the California League. 0-2 to Walters. Swung on, foul down the first base side. Clevenger originally drafted in 2011 by the Los Angeles Angels. That was during the fourth round of the 2011 draft. So he has played in the California League. He was at the Inland Empire 66ers for about a month. The pitch fouled off. He was back and forth from the injured list. Back then it's called the disabled list. So he started with Inland Empire May 5th. He went back and forth from on the roster to on the injured list through July 8th. Before he was traded to the, at the time, Cleveland Indians, now called the Cleveland Guardians. The 0-2 swung on, but it's fouled off his chest, it looked like. He's fine. He doesn't stay alive. He's in the batter's box. And, of course, Clevenger has had a great career with Cleveland. Before he was traded to the Padres, that was on August 31st of 2020. 0-2 count. Glove at the belt. Checks the runner on second. It's Patino. The pitch to Walters. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Walters strikes out the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Davison De Los Santos batting from the right side. Clevenger expected to throw two innings tonight. So right on right matchup, Clevenger resetting. Patino, the runner on second, he swung at the first pitch thrown by Clevenger this evening and roped it into center field for a double. That is the first hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers. The pitch swung on and missed. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. The 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Another breaking ball to De Los Santos. So again, Clevenger was traded from Cleveland to the Padres. And he was placed on the injured list in October. That was when he had Tommy John surgery. Waiting on the 0-2. Here it is. Swung on, fouled off again. And so again, Clevenger was expected to be back this month with the Padres, pitching for the big league team, but it's not his elbow that's giving him issues after his second Tommy John surgery. It is his right knee. It's a right knee sprain. The 0-2 runner goes swung on and missed strike three, but Wilder Patino slides in safely to third base. Back-to-back strikeouts for Clevenger. Now Jason Roberson batting from the left side with two away and a runner on third. Rawhide have scored in the first inning the previous two games this series. First pitch to Roberson. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Trevor Patience calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Cass Cousins on the bases this evening. Waiting on the 0-1. Runner on third, Patino. The pitch. Missing high, ball one. So in a few of the articles written about Clevenger's recovery from Tommy John surgery, originally they were hoping that he'd be back this month with the Padres, but they decided to start taking it a little bit slower. It wasn't because, again, his elbow, it was because of his knee. When you come back from Tommy John surgery, it's not just getting your elbow back in shape, but your whole body, the pitch missing low. Ball one, and of course his legs do a lot of the work while he's pitching, and the right knee not up to shape just yet. It has a knee sprain currently. He was placed on the 10-day injured list on April 4th, so the 10-day would be today. The 2-1, called strike on the inside corner, count is 2-2. Roberson this season batting .214. He has a home run, four runs batted in. Infield still shading to the right, 2-2 count, two down. The pitch, just missing low and in, ball three. No sun on the playing surface. First pitch was at 7:06. Payoff pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball right back to Clevenger. He fields it, throws to first in time. And that will end the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner on third. We're scoreless going into the bottom half of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Jackson Merrill leads it off in the bottom half of the first inning. Rawhide did not score in the top half of the first. That's the first time this series that that has happened. Jackson Merrill batting from the left against the left-handed pitcher, Avery Short. First pitch is fouled off down the third base side. Pitch is a called strike. Count is now 0-2. Short working quickly. Here's the pitch. Missing high. Ball one. This is Avery Short's first appearance in the 2022 season. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, slow ground ball in the first base side. Short fell on the mound for a second. Says he's fine. Fixing his landing spot right now. Avery Short, 6'1", 205 pounds. 21 years old. The pitch swung on, a ground ball back up the middle. Gene Walters makes a diving play, stands up, but he's not going to throw the ball to first base. That is a leadoff base hit for the Storm. Justin Farmer will come to the plate batting from the right. Short was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 12th round of the 2019 draft out of Southport High School in Indianapolis, Indiana. On deck after Farmer, Max Ferguson in the cleanup spot tonight for the Storm, Lucas Dunn. Batting fifth, Matthew Acosta. Sixth, Pierce Jones. Seventh, Carlos Luis. He's the designated hitter. Eighth is Jared Alvarez Lopez. And ninth, Kervin Pachado. 1-0 count. Infield shading to the left. Wind blowing from left to right, to beg your pardon, from right to left. The 1-0. Just missing high and in. Catching for Short today is Muntz, Shane Muntz. At third base, Davison De Los Santos. Shortstop, Chaney Ortiz. And at second base, Gene Walters. On first, J.J. D'Orazio. From left to right, G.J. Hill, Juan Bautista, and Jason Roberson. The 2-0. Missing inside, ball three just inside. Short not missing by much in this at-bat. Rio count. The pitch. There's a called strike. Short throws a fastball, slider, and changeup. He told me that his changeup seems to be his best pitch, although Gabby has been saying that his slider has been moving really well recently. Here's a 3-1. Swung on, line towards left. Hill gives chase, but land in front of him for a base hit. Hill cuts it off. Here's the throw to third. Not in time. Merrill going from first to third on a base hit to left field, and the Storm have something going here in the first. Runners on the corners. Nobody out. Max Ferguson coming to the plate, batting from the left side. Runner on third, Merrill at first, Farmer, the pitch. Swung on, fly ball, left field side, Hill giving chase towards foul territory. He makes the catch. The throw home, it will not be a throw home. It's cut off by the shortstop Ortiz, and Merrill scores. This is the first time the Storm have scored first this series. runner on first, Farmer stays where he is, so it's one away. Runner on first, they're going to appeal to third base, saying that he left early, but they're saying no, he's safe. So the Storm lead 1-0 in the bottom half of the first inning. One down, runner on first is Farmer. At the plate, Lucas Dunn. The pitch. Missing in ball one. This is Avery Short's second time with the Rawhide in his career. He ended the season in Visalia. Joined the Rawhide in July. He's either a starter or in a piggyback role. The 1-0. Runner goes. Called strike. Here's the throw to second. No, he's safe. The throw from the catcher Munz toward the left side of second base. So it's a stolen base for Farmer, and there's another runner in scoring position for the Storm that also takes away the potential inning-ending double play. 1-1 count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop Ortiz picks it up, checks the runner back, the throw to first in time, and Farmer stays at second. And that's a situation where that stolen base, really important for the Storm. It was hit a little bit slowly, so it wasn't a guaranteed double play, but Rawhide defense could have given a go at it to see if that could have ended the inning, but no shot there. Two away, runner in scoring position still for the Storm. They lead by one in the bottom half of the first. First pitch to Matthew Acosta, called strike on the outside corner. Left on left matchup. Short. Ended the year with the Rawhide with a 2-5 record and a 7.38 ERA. So we're 5 appearances, 14 starts. Walks weren't really his issues. He walked 23 in 57 innings. And he struck out 60 in those innings. The pitch swung on, foul tipped. He did give up 76 hits in those innings, though. Munz is going to go have a conversation with Short on the mound, and now Chaney Ortiz coming in. Ortiz the shortstop this evening. O-2 count. Two away, runner on second, Storm lead by one. Infield shading to the right. Outfield very shallow against Acosta. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Acosta goes down swinging to end the first. That strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Mini price on our $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. The Storm score first. They lead by one heading into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Lake Elsinore Storm lead the Rawhide 1-0 in the second inning. Shane Munz will bat from the right side against Mike Clevenger, who's in his second inning of work in his MLB rehab appearance. This should be his final inning. First pitch to Munz is a called strike on the outside corner. One count, the pitch. Swung on and missed. That was a breaking ball. Rawhide have only trailed the Storm for one inning this entire series. Really more like half an inning. They trailed in the bottom half of the second yesterday and then answered back in the top of the third. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Munz strikes out the first out of the second inning. That is now 3 strikeouts on the evening for Clevenger. G.J. Hill will now bat from the left side. This is Hill's first start of the series. The pitch to Hill. Missing high and in, ball 1. The Rawhide have scored first in every single one of their wins this season. The only time that they've lost was when the opponent scored first. We'll see if that trend continues here. The 1-0 swung on, fouled out of play down the left field side. Clevenger has a very interesting delivery. A lot of move, and he keeps his feet kind of tapping up and down his entire time. Even as he takes the pitch sign, still kind of moving back and forth, and he pivots his knee, a high kick. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Waiting on the 1-2, here it is. Missing outside, ball 2. Infield still shading to the right. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3. The ball was in the dirt, so the catcher, Jared Alvarez Lopez, will throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully. 2 away. 4 strikeouts in less than 2 innings for Clevenger. Here comes J.J. D'Orazio batting from the right side. D'Orazio batting 0-59 this season. The first pitch, he swings and misses, count as 0-1. Was able to have breakfast with him this morning down at the hotel. Happened to be down there at the same time as long as also with Oscar Santos and Gene Walters. Here's the 0-1, missing low in the dirt. And D'Orazio mentioned this is the most fun he's ever had playing baseball. Not only the team is obviously really good and performing well, and he said, but they're just a good group of guys always having fun. He said even though he's batting so poorly, he's having a great time doing so. And he knows the hitting will come. It's only game six of the 2022 season. The 1-1 is fouled off down the third base side. Count is 1-2. Clevinger kicks. Swung on. High fly ball out of play down the first base side. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is the manager, Jorge Cortez. And on first base, Ronnie Gajownik. Ronnie, one of the roving coaches this year for the Diamondbacks. She'll be here for this whole series. The 1-2. Tries to check his swing. Does he go? No, according to Cousins on the bases. Count is now 2-2. Two count. Wind blowing a little bit harder now. In from right. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. D'Orazio goes down looking, and Clevinger strikes out the side. That should be the evening for Clevinger. The Rawhide trail 1-0 going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Now it's the
Short back on the mound for a second inning of work. The Storm lead 1-0. The first pitch swung on, lined into center field. A leadoff base hit for Pierce Jones. He's first pitch swinging. That's the third hit given up by Short this evening. All singles, none hit really hard. Probably the hardest hit ball was the one into left field that Hill was able to jump up and cut off to make sure Farmer was held to a single in that at bat. Carlos Luis, the designated hitter, will bat from the left side. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Luis yesterday went 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Grounds out to the pitcher twice and pumped out to the shortstop. Pickoff attempt at first base. Jones back safely diving. Left on left matchup. Southpaw sets, kicks, the runner goes, the pitch is high, the throw to second. One hopped and not caught by the shortstop Ortiz. I think Jones would have been safe anyway. That's the second time that Muntz has thrown the ball to the other side of second base. Need to throw it to the first base side. He threw it to the third base side. So another stolen base, two stolen bases in as many innings for the Storm. Grahide also have a stolen base of their own. It was Wilder Patino back in the first. So runner in scoring position again. 2-0 count. Time is called. Grahide wearing their traditional gray uniforms. It's a dark gray, almost with a purple tint. It says Grahide in red on the front, red and black piping down the pants. They wear their red hat with the black brim and the black R on it. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one was a slider from short. The Storm wearing the traditional white uniforms. It says Storm in black and red on the front, black and red piping down the pants. And they're wearing their black hats with the Storm eyes on the front. 2-1. Low in the dirt. Ball three. Hitters count for Louise. 3-1 count. Yesterday, the Rawhide won 7-2 thanks to four home runs. That's the second game this season. The Rawhide have had four homers. The pitch, runner goes, but it's fouled off into the netting, and Jones will have to retreat to third base. The Rawhide batters that had home runs was Jordan Lawler, Wilder Patino, Shane Muntz, and Oscar Santos. Two of them are in the lineup today, Lawler and Santos. Both have the day off. Full count, runner on second, nobody out. Short checks the runner on second, he delivers. Swung on, slow ground ball, short, picks it up. The throw to first with plenty of time. One away. But Jones does advance to third, so it's one away, runner on third for Jared Alvarez Lopez, the catcher this evening for the Storm. Alvarez Lopez went 1-for-4 yesterday with a single into left. Infield in, the pitch. Swung on a one hopper to Ortiz. He picks up the throw to home in time, but Muntz can't hold on to the ball. And Jones scores. Exactly how the Rawhide would have designed it, a hard one hopper to the shortstop. Ortiz picks it up, the throw to the plate. Was in time, but Muntz unable to hold on to the ball as Jones slid into him. It looks like he might have been cleated on his glove hand, and athletic trainer for the Rawhide coming out to talk to him. Muntz kind of waves him off, saying he's fine. Again, tough break for the Rawhide. Perfect throw from Ortiz, but with Jones sliding right into Muntz, he could not hold on to it. One down, runner on first. And Alvarez Lopez has an RBI in the Storm lead by two. The pitch, missing high, ball one. Alvarez reaches on the fielder's choice. This is the most the Storm have led by this series. Yesterday they led by one run in the bottom of the second inning, but the Rawhide scored two in the top of the third to retake the lead. Pitch misses low and inside, ball one. At the plate is Kirvin Pichardo. This is his first start with the Storm this series. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Slow hopper to De Los Santos. He picks it up. The throw to first in time. Two away. Alvarez Lopez advances to second. De Los Santos might have had enough time to go to second base, but elects to get the sure out at first. So Pichardo grounds out to De Los Santos for the second out of the inning. Another runner in scoring position now as Jackson Merrill will step to the plate. He hit a ground ball up the middle for his first hit of the day. Pitch to him. Called strike at the letters. Infield shading to the right again. 0-1. Swung on, a ground ball. Diving is Ortiz. He can't get to it. It goes into left field. Hill's going to throw to second. And Alvarez Lopez is going to score from second base. Perfectly placed ground ball by Merrill as he has an RBI single, and he's now 2-for-2 today. Ortiz, the shortstop, shading up the middle, and because it was hit right in that 5-6 hole between De Los Santos and Ortiz, Ortiz unable to get to it. Storm lead 3-0. Two down, runner on first. And Farmer now bats from the right. He singled into left in his first at bat. Pitch to Farmer, swung on and missed, strike one. Short. Hasn't given up an extra base hit yet today. But the Storm lead by 3. 0-1. Missing low in the dirt. Ball 1. Short began his career in the Arizona Complex League in 2019 after he was drafted in the 12th round. Threw in 6 games there, 7 innings total. And then made one appearance in Hillsboro, which at the time was low A short season ball. The 1-1, swung on and missed strike 2. And then last year he joined the Rawhide late after being a part of extended spring training. And now Short starts the year here. This will be his first full season. The 1-2. Missing high and in. Count is 2-2. Short with his glove tucked into his armpit. He now sets glove at the belt. The 2-2. Swung on and lined into the netting down the third base side. Farmer entered the game batting below 100 in 5 games. He has been an everyday starter despite his batting average. The 2-2 runner goes. It's low on the dirt, and Merrill stopped. He was halfway towards second base and retreated back to first. It's a full count, 2 down. Now he'll definitely be off on this pitch. Storm lead by 3 in the bottom half of the second. The payoff pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, left center field. Hills underneath it in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for the final out of the inning. The Storm score another 2 runs. They lead by 3 going into the top half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
All right, Storm fans, we're on the third base side in the stands. And it is now time to play College Junior Main Bat Star. I'm here with my good friends Connor and Kennedy, and I thought they'd be coming because they are about to
Rawhide. Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Lake Elsinore Storm lead 3-0 in the top half of the third inning. Juan Bautista batting from the right side. This is his first at bat this series. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. That will be the evening for Mike Clevenger. He threw two scoreless innings, gave up one hit. Pitch misses outside. He also struck out five batters this evening. Now on the mound for the Storm is the right-handed pitcher who was supposed to start this evening before it was announced that there would be an MLB rehabber. It's Jairo Iriarte. 6 foot two, 160 pounds. 20 years old. He'll be 21 in December. A tall right-handed pitcher. He will be in the rotation for the Storm this season. He's actually pitched for the Storm. The pitch missing in through two innings. Gave it one hit. Didn't give any, no runs were scored. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out three batters, only batting 143 against him this season. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Bautista goes down swinging. One away. Nobody on for Chaney Ortiz, who's batting from the left side. Duarte pitched in on opening night of the 2022 season. He did not start, though. I would expect to see him continue to be in the starting rotation like he was last year for the Storm. Pitched Ortiz. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. This is Ortiz's first start of the series as well. Ortiz just celebrated a birthday on Monday. The pitch is low on the dirt. I believe he turns 23. One, one count. Infield shifting to the right against Ortiz. A big gap between the third baseman Pichardo in the actual third base. Pitch missing high, ball two. He's almost directly in between second and third, just shading a little bit closer towards third base. And there's a huge gap in left center field for Ortiz as well. the pitch. Swung on, fouled over the netting towards the third base side into the concourse. Two-two count. Pitch to Ortiz. Swung on, foul tipped. I'll do it again. Arte was signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Padres. He's originally from Venezuela. In 2019, he pitched in the Dominican Summer League. Threw in 12 games, 5 of them starts. A 2-2 missing high and in ball 3. In the Dominican Summer League, he went 1-2 with a 3.31 ERA. Of course, no season in 2020. Started in the Arizona Complex League for the Padres. And then brought up to Lake Elsinore. The 3-2 is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Second strikeout of the evening for Arte. That is 7 strikeouts this evening for the Padres pitching staff. Of course, we have an MLB rehabber that helps. He has 5 of those 7 strikeouts. And now Wilder Patino batting from the right side. The pitch to him missing in. Patino is the only Rawhide batter with a hit this evening so far. It was a double off the center field wall. I think actually one hop to the wall. The 1-0. Swung on. A slow ground ball. Up the middle. Second baseman picks it up. Throws across his body and in time to retire Patino. Heading into the bottom half of the third. The Storm lead by 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron. Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
First pitch to Max Ferguson. He bunts it down the third base line. A perfect bunt rolled all the way to third base. That is a leadoff hit. The 5th hit of the night for the Storm. There is a defensive change for the Rawhide. In left field is Junior Franco. The pitch swung on, a towering fly ball. Chaney Ortiz underneath it. The shortstop makes the catch for the first out of the inning. He'll struck out in the second inning. I don't think it's injury related. Not exactly sure why he was taken out. But it is one away. Now batting from the left side is Matthew Acosta. That was Dunn who popped out to the shortstop. Acosta struck out swinging in his first at-bat. He's only strikeout victim of short. Short's still on the mound in his third inning of work. Despite giving up three earned runs, it doesn't feel like he's pitching poorly. The pitch is called strike. Kind of the same thing that we've seen from that we saw from him last year. Just gives up a few singles here and there, and teams are just able to put those hits together. The 1-1. Swung on, line towards left. Franco coming in, still coming in. It isn't going to get to it. It lands for a base hit. And again, not hard hit balls given up by Avery Short. The hardest one hit was really just the singles up the middle. A lot of them just like that previous hit where they're more like bloopers. Pierce Jones and on bat from the right side. One away. Runners on first and second. Jones had a single into center field in his first at bat. The pitch is swung on and fouled out of play down the first base side. Oh-1 count. Runner on second, Ferguson. He bunted for a single and on first, Acosta. I do see Hill in the dugout, so doesn't seem to be injured. Oh, 1 count. The pitch. Swung on. High fly ball, shallow right field. Roberson giving chase. It's hooking foul. He makes the catch on the run. Here's the throw. It goes to second base. Ferguson tags up and is safe at third base. Acosta stays at first, but what a play by Roberson to make the play right on the foul line to make the second out of the inning. Two away, runners on the corners for Carlos Luis, batting from the left side. Luis grounds it out to the pitcher Short in his first at bat. The pitch, missing low, ball one. Here's the 1-0. Runner takes off for a second. The throw, no throw. Muntz pumps, faked, and did not release the ball. So the Acosta has a stolen base. He's standing on second now. Runners on second and third, two away. Storm lead by three. The pitch. Swung on. Fly ball deep left field. Franco giving chase at the wall. It one hops the wall. That'll clear the bases. Luis heading for third, thinking about it, but stays at second base. A two-run double. Now a 5-0 lead for the Storm in the bottom of the third inning. That's the first extra base hit given up by Short today. Jared Alvarez Lopez will now bat from the right side. Five to nothing Storm in the bottom of the third. A two away, runner on second. The pitch to Alvarez Lopez swung on and missed strike one. Short, just over 45 pitches now. 32 of them are for strikes. The pitch, missing low and in, ball one. The Rawhide pitching staff have struggled with walks so far the season. Short, that's not the case here. The Storm just able to get to him. They're hitting well. Again, not exactly really hard hit balls. Just one extra base hit, but they're finding the grass and just making ways to score. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. Count is now 1-2. This is now the second most runs the Rawhide have given up in a game. The most is 14 to the Quakes. That was in their first loss of the season. But the Rawhide currently running a three-game win streak. 1-2. Missing high and in. 2-2. Infield shading to the left. Outfield shallow. The pitch swung on, foul down the third base side. Two count. Short, sets, glove right at the belt. Checks the runner on second, and he steps off. The 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. That is the second strikeout of the evening for Avery Short, but the Storm add another two runs. They lead by five. Heading into the fourth inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Babies are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Gene Walter is looking to get it going for the Rawhide in the top half of the fourth inning. First pitch to him, a cold strike on the inside corner. Rawhide trail by five. Walters in his first at-bat struck out. Here's the 0-1. This is out. Iarte back on the mound for the Storm. came in relief for Clevenger. The 1-1 swung on, fouled behind home plate. Count is 1-2. Arte in his first inning struck out 2 and forced Patino to ground out. Rahide only have 1 hit tonight. The 1-2 swung on and fouled off again. Rahide offense has been so good all season. They have yet to score below 5 runs in a game. They've scored 10, 7, 5, another 10, and 7. The pitch missing high, ball 2. The 2-2 swung on and missed strike 3. Walters strikes out, swinging at the first out of the 4th. That's the 3rd strikeout of the evening for Arte. Now Davidson De Los Santos comes to the plate, batting from the right side. Again, Rahide lineup has been so good so far this season. It's only the 6th game, but the lineup they're batting 276 while opponents batting 222. Pitch De Los Santos swung on and missed strike 1. The top hitters so far this season, of course, Lawler, he's not in the lineup today, batting 500. Walter is batting 545. The pitch De Los Santos swung on and fouled off. Munz batting 333. De Los Santos 280. Just a very clutch Rawhide lineup so far. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Arte. He's doing so well so far. 4 strikeouts in 5 batters. Brings up Jason Roberson. Grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. Now 8:08 local time. 1 hour and 2 minutes into this ball game. Here's the pitch. Missing low and in, ball 1. Roberson, left-handed hitter out of Bakersfield. One of the more local players that we've had in recent Rawhide history. Ryan Grovejohn also went to Bakersfield. The pitch swung on, foul tipped. Count is 1-1 now. Grovejohn, I believe, is now in the Royals organization. He was released by the Diamondbacks, played in indie ball. I think it was in the American Association, and then picked up by the Royals. The pitch missing out, ball 2. So Roberson is actually the 2nd Rawhide player in 3 seasons, to have graduated from Bakersfield. The 2-1. Missing outside, ball 3. Don't believe we've had a player be from the Central Valley in recent years, though. Of course, Mark Karaviotis, who's also no longer with the Diamondbacks. He lived in Fresno, but he was originally from Hawaii. Here's the 3-1. Missing inside, ball 4. And the Rawhide have their first base runner since the top of the 1st inning. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. 2 down, runner on first is Roberson at the plate, Shane Munz. Pitch to Munz, called strike at the knees, count is 0-1. Waiting on the 0-1. The pitch. Missing low, ball 1. 1-1 count. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around. That breaking ball is absolutely filthy for my art day. It's fooled many Rawhide batters. The 1-2. Checks his swing, but he does go around according to the home plate umpire, Trevor Patient. Iarte strikes out the side. That is now 5 strikeouts for the young right-handed pitcher. Going into the bottom half of the fourth, the Rawhide still trail by 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com.
Avery Short back on the mound. It's the bottom half of the fourth. Kervin Pichardo batting from the right side. Oh, 1 called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-2. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball 1. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. It's Adrian Del Moral. The 1-2. Swung on. Deep fly ball. Left center field. Franco giving chase. Reaches up and makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. That was the 55th pitch of the evening thrown by Short. Jackson Mirror will now bat from the left side. He's 2-for-2 today. He had the infield single up the middle and the RBI single into left field, although not a very hard-hit ball. Pitch missing low and in, ball 1. So very different look for the Rawhide this evening. Given up 7 hits, while the Rawhide only have 1 hit so far. Again, Short has been pitching poorly. The pitch swung on. Ground ball threw into right field by the diving first baseman, J.J. D'Orazio. And Merrill, 3-for-3 today, all singles. That's another example. Short just giving up these base hits, but the Storm able to string them together to push across 5 runs total so far. Short hasn't given up a free pass yet. Farmer bats from the right side, one away, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Again, the Rawhide have proven they can score many runs in just a few innings. In fact, they have yet to have a game where they've scored less than 5 runs. But their offense just not here to help out Avery this evening. Waiting on the 0-1. Here it is. It's fouled off. And I beg your pardon, that was the 1-0 count. So it's 1-1. Farmer this evening had a single into left field. Also was flown out to left. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball two. Munz can't find the ball, though, as it rolls away from home plate. And now Merrill standing on second. It's going to be a wild pitch on short. Runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is now 2-2. The outfield shifting to the right now. Here it is. Swung on, popped up infield. Left side, Ortiz calls for it. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, still a runner on second, and now Max Ferguson will bat from the left side. Ferguson now batting from the left. Still runner in scoring position. It's Merrill. Ferguson has a sacrifice fly out that drove in the first run of the game for the Storm. He also had a bunt single in the third inning, later scored. First pitch to him, a called strike on the inside corner. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. Does he go? No, according to Cousins on the bases. Count is even, 1-1. Short now at exactly 65 pitches this evening. Wouldn't be surprised if this is the last batter, no matter the outcome. The 1-1. Called strike on outside corner. Count is 1-2. Of course, every time I predict that, I tend to be wrong. 1-2 count, two away. Runner on second is Merrill. He's fast, should score on a base hit to the outfield. Short sets, the southpaw delivers. Swung on and missed strike three. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. And that ends the fourth inning. This is the first inning that the Storm have not scored. We'll see if the Rawhide can put a run on the board as we head into the top of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck. And we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association.
Top half of the fifth inning, Junior Franco at the plate. This is his first at-bat of the evening. Came in for Hill defensively in the third inning. The 1-0, missing outside, ball two. Franco has been the starter in left field the last five games. Was slated to have the day off, but again, in defensively for Hill and now at the plate. Arte still on the mound, the pitch. Called strike on outside corner, count is 2-1. The Rawhide trail by five in the fifth inning, and of course Arte, the second pitcher of the evening in relief for Clevenger, who was the MLB rehab starter this evening. He threw two scoreless innings, gave up just one hit, and struck out five. The 2-1 missing outside ball three. And of course, the pitching change that happened two innings ago is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. The pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. Franco didn't like that call, but count is now full. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the first baseman. Acosta picks it up and touches first base himself for the first out. Now J.J. DeRossi will bat from the right side. He struck out looking against Clevenger. This will be his first at-bat against Arte, and he is the ninth batter, the final batter in the Rawhide lineup that Arte has not faced thus far. One away, nobody on. DeRossio looking for just his second hit of the season. First pitch is foul tipped into the netting. Count is 0-1. The longest that the Rawhide have gone in a game without scoring was four innings. And they've matched that here today. The pitch, DeRossio swung on a one-hopper back to Arte. He throws to first base in time. Two away. If the Rawhide are shut out this inning, that'll be the longest in a game they have gone without scoring a run. Five innings. Bautista bats from the right side. He's a starting center fielder today, with Patino having the day off as the designated hitter. The pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back. Actually, they think he offered, so it's an 0-1 count. Bautista, mainly an outfielder. We've seen him at first base defensively, although he has not started a game there. Here's the 0-1. Called strike on the inside corner. The last time we saw Bautista in a game was Sunday against the Quakes, and he actually had the winning bunt, although it was supposed to be a sacrifice bunt, and the Quakes pitcher threw the ball away from first base. And because of that, Hill was able to score from second, and Bautista technically had the winning hit. So 1-2 count, two away, nobody on. Bautista batting 222 this season in three games. The 1-2. Missing it in, count is even. The Rawhide have only had two base runners today. Patino with a double in the first and Roberson in the fourth when he drew a walk. The 2-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Bautista can't believe it, but patience has rung him up. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Iarte. Heading into the fifth. We're halfway through this one. We're going into the bottom half of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
Tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid. Or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck. And we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong. Grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade.
It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Storm lead 5-0. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Avery Short is Adrian Del Moral. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCon. The pitch coming in and hits Lucas Dunn on the middle of his back. And Dunn will trot down to first base after being hit by a pitch. ResCon Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye, bugs. Nobody out, runner on first. Matthew Acosta batting from the left. Takes ball one outside. Final pitching line on Avery Short was not what I was expecting. I missed an error. I do apologize. He threw 4 innings, gave up 5 runs, 3 of them earned off of 8 hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out 3. The 1-0, missing high, ball 1. So that error that I missed, I'm going to double-check it right now. There was an error on the catcher, Shane Munt. I'll go through that one in just a second. Here's the 2-0. Called strike on the inside corner. So in the second inning, there's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ortiz, with the runner on third, Jones. The throw home was a perfect throw from Ortiz, and Munt dropped the ball because Jones slid into him. They ruled that an error. So because of that, there are 2 runs that will not count towards Short's ERA. They're both unearned, both those in the second unearned. It's a 3-1 count now. Infield shading to the right against Acosta. The pitch missing low and inside, ball 4. That's the first walk given up by the Rawhide pitching staff this evening. So Del Moral comes in, hits a batter, and then walks the batter on five pitches. Runners on first and second, and Pierce Jones will come to bat from the right side. But first, there's going to be a meeting on the mound between Del Morrow, the shortstop Ortiz, the catcher Muntz, and the pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is brought to you by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is now over, and Del Morrow gets ready to face Pierce Jones, who's 1-for-2 today. Nobody out, runners on first and second, with the Storm leading by 5 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runner on second, done on first, Acosta. Bautista playing really shallow in center field. The pitch. Checks his swing on an outside pitch. No appeal, didn't go. Del Morrow, this is his second appearance this season. He threw two innings, gave up three earned runs off of two hits. Hit two batters, walked a batter, but struck out six. The 1-0. Foul tipped. Count is now 1-1. His ERA 13.5. Of course, it's only more than likely going to go down from here. Opponents batting 250 against him. He threw two wild pitches in those two innings. Waiting on the 1-1. Here's the pitch. Missing low on the dirt, ball two. Great job by Muntz to block that to hold the runners on first and second. Del Morrow ended the year with the Rawhide last season. He came in, I think, in May after an extended spring training when he was rehabbing back from a shoulder injury. His velocity has been down since then. The pitch, missing high and in, ball three. Del Morrow, originally from Mexico. He was signed by the Diamondbacks August 1st, 2017. Started his career in the Arizona Complex League. 3-1. Swung on a hard ground ball. Ortiz, it picks it up, throws a second for one. On to first in time, a double play. Acosta out at second. And Jones out at first, 6-4-3. Dunn does advance to third base. And now Carlos Luis will bat from the left side. Two away, runner on third, with the Storm leading by 5 in the bottom half of the fifth. Infield shading to the right. Two down. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Luis this evening grounds it out to the pitcher and had the two-run double in the third inning. It was the only extra base hit given up by Short this evening. Here's the 0-1. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around on the inside pitch. Del Morrow has a fastball, two-seamer, changeup, slider, and curveball. Definitely the largest repertoire of anyone on the staff. The 0-2, missing low in the dirt, ball one. Says his slider and curveball are the ones that he uses the most. His last two pitches were sliders. Del Morrow worked as a starter for the Rawhide last year, or in a piggyback role. Went 1-10 with a 8.9 ERA. Waiting on the 1-2, Del Morrow, the right-handed pitcher, sets. He kicks. The pitch is swung on and fouled down the third base side. We will do the 1-2 count again. No one warming in the pen for the Storm. Iarte should be back out on the mound in the next inning. The pitch. Low in the dirt. Ball two. Great stop by Muntz. The 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped. Luis having a long at bat here. This is going to be the seventh pitch of the at bat. The 2-2. Just missing low and inside, ball three. Wind still blowing in from right. Glove at the belt. Del Moral kicks the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Luis goes down swinging on the eighth pitch of the at-bat to end the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Storm strand a runner on third, and the Rawhide still trail by five heading into the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Rawhide trail 5-0 in the top half of the sixth inning. This is officially the longest the Rawhide have gone in a game without scoring a run. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lines right to the second baseman. Done. Great piece of hitting by Ortiz, but hit right to the second baseman. One away. Well, despite it being an out, that's a good sign for the Rawhide. Hasn't been a hard hit ball since Patino's double in the first. Patino will now bat from the right side. He's 1-for-2, the only Rawhide batter with a hit this evening. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. This is Arte's fourth inning of work. He hasn't given up a hit yet. Did walk a batter. And he has struck out six. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Make it seven strikeouts today for Arte. What a game so far for the 20-year-old right-handed pitcher. Two away, nobody on, and Gene Walters will bat from the left side. He has struck out twice today, once against each pitcher. So Arte has faced 12 so far. The pitch swung on, a hard ground ball to the shortstop. Merrill picks it up and throws to first base. A very quick 1-2-3 inning. About to say that he has faced 12 batters, now 13 batters, and has struck out 7 of them, over half. Heading into the bottom half of the sixth, the Storm lead by 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Thinking your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Adrian Del Morel in his second inning of work for the Rawhide. The Storm lead 5-0 in the bottom half of the sixth. Jared Alvarez Lopez at the plate. 1-0 missing high and in ball two. Del Morel in his first inning off to a shaky start. Hit a batter, walked a batter, but then forced Jones to ground into a double play. With a runner on third, Luis struck out, so Morel was able to get out of the fifth unscathed. Pitch is a called strike, count is 2-1. That's the second consecutive inning the Rawhide have not given up a run. They gave up 1 in the first, 2 in the second, and 2 in the third. The pitch missing inside ball 3, although the 2 in the second were unearned to Avery Short. Three-one, missing high, ball 4, second walk given up in as many innings by Del Morel. The number 9 batter, Kirvin Pichardo, batting from the left side. Pichardo has grounded out to third and flown out to left thus far today. The pitch, missing outside, ball 1. Rawhide are leading the Southern Division so far this season. Only their team with a 4-1 record entering today is San Jose. The 1-0, missing low, ball 2. Called strike at the knees, breaking ball. Runner on first is Alvarez Lopez. Right on right matchup. the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count is even. Top of the order, Jackson Merrill on deck. This is going to be the 30th pitch of the evening for Del Moral here. It is a breaking ball that just misses outside. Ball three. Looks like the curveball from Del Moral. Full count, runner on first, nobody out. The payoff pitch, missing low and outside. Ball four. The ball got by Muntz, but hit the backstop and bounced right back to him. Back-to-back walks given up by Del Moral this inning. This is the second time he's given up two free passes. Well, since it is if you consider hit by pitch a free pass. Technically not. You did get hit by a ball. You didn't get off unscathed, but this is the second time in as many innings that he has allowed the two first hitters to reach base. Top of the order, Jackson Merrill due up at first. Gabby Hernandez going to have a very, very slow walk out to the mound to have a conversation with Del Moral and Shane Muntz. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is now over. Someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It is Ryle Santos warming in the pen for the Rawhide. First pitch misses low, ball one to Merrill. Merrill 3-for-3 today. This is his first time facing Del Moral, though. First on second, Alvarez. Runner on second is Alvarez Lopez on first, Pichardo. 1-0. Missing low in the dirt, ball two. Chilly night here again at the Diamond. 57 degrees in Lake Elsinore. It'll get as low as 43 this evening. The 2-0. Missing low and in. Handed tonight's attendance, 1,283 announced paid attendance today. 3-0 count. The pitch. Called strike right at the belt. Count is 3-1. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Bounces well in front of the plate. Ball four. Three consecutive walks given up by Del Moral to start off the sixth. And it's bases full. Nobody out with the Storm already leading by five. That'll bring up Justin Farmer batting from the right side. Runner on third, Alvarez Lopez. Second, Pichardo. And on first, Merrill. They have all walked. And Jorge Cortez will come out to the mound. And this should be a call to the bullpen. Warming Israel Santos. He'll be inheriting a bases loaded situation. With nobody out in the Storm leading by five in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, Santos will face Justin Farmer with nobody out and the bases full. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify.
Ryan Santos in for Adrian Del Moral. The first pitch missing high, ball one. He has inherited the bases full with nobody out in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Three consecutive walks given up by Del Moral to start off this inning. Alvarez, Lopez, Pichardo, and Merrill. The pitch missing high, ball two. Two count. The pitch. A called strike. Santos in his second appearance for the Rawhide this season. The pitch swung on, fouled into the netting. He threw two scoreless innings in his first appearance with the Rawhide. It was his California League debut that evening. No hits, no runs. Did walk three, though, and struck out two. 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on, a hard ground ball, but foul down the third base side. We'll do the 2-2 again. Santos, 6 foot, 365 pounds. Turned 21 in March. He was originally from the Dominican Republic and was signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Rawhide. The pitch missing outside, ball three. This is his first year in the California League, as last year he ended the season in the Complex League. Bases full and a full count. Nowhere to put Farmer. The pitch, swung on, popped up, foul territory, first base side, but it will reach the stands. Outfield shading to the right, infield to the left. We'll do the 3-2 again. The payoff pitch. missing outside, ball four. And the Rawhide walk in a run. Makes it 6-0 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Alvarez Lopez scores. Chardo moves to third, Merrill to second, and Farmer picks up the RBI with the walk. The Storm have scored a run in this inning without putting a ball in play. Max Ferguson will now bat from the left side. He's 1-for-3 today with a, beg your pardon, 1-for-2 with a single, a bunt single, and also a sacrifice flyout. Back in the first inning, he drove in the first run of the game. Takes ball one outside. Five walks given up this evening by the Rawhide pitching staff. All of them have come in the last two innings. The 1-0. Missing low and outside, ball two. Del Morrell still responsible for the runners on second and third. The pitch, missing high. Count is now 3-0. That was very high and outside. Santos sets the pitch. Missing high, ball four. Make that five consecutive walks given up by the Rawhide pitching staff. This one on four pitches. Lucas Dunn will now bat from the right side. They've scored two runs so far this inning. It's a 7-0 ball game in the bottom half of the sixth. The pitch, missing low and outside, ball one. Santos has a fastball, curveball, and splitter. Here's the 1-0. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. On third, Merrill. Second, Farmer. And first, Ferguson. All of them have walked. And Farmer and Ferguson picked up an RBI with them walking with the bases loaded. The 1-1. Swung on, lined into left field. A base hit. That'll score at least one. Farmer being rounded around third. The throw to third is not in time. A two-run double for Lucas Dunn to make it 9-0. First hit of the inning scores two and puts Ferguson on third. Dunn standing on second with a two-run double. Merrill and Farmer both scored on that hit. Still no movement in the Rawhide pen. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. Acosta bats from the left side. He's 1-for-2. He walked in the fifth inning. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. This is Acosta's first time facing Santos. Pitch is swung on into right field. One run will score. Dunn holds on third. Ferguson scores, and Acosta has an RBI single to make it 10-0 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Pierce Jones now batting from the right side. On third, Dunn, first Acosta. Jones is 1-for-3 today. Grounds it into a double play in his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. Looking at the scores around the California League, Fresno Grizzlies lead the San Jose Giants by a score of 9-0 in the top half of the eighth. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lead Inland Empire 66ers 4-2 in the top of the seventh. And Modesto and Stockton are tied up at 6 in the top of the sixth. The pitch misses low in the dirt, gets by Muntz, and that's going to allow Dunn to score and Acosta move to second base. 11-0. Storm lead. Six runs have scored in this inning off of 5 walks and 2 hits. Runner on second. Nobody out, the 1-1. Low in the dirt, ball 2 gets by Muntz again. And Acosta trots to third. Another wild pitch. And someone warming in the pen now for the Rawhide. Alex Valdez. 2-1 count. Infield back, outfield shallow. The 2-1. Swung on, popped up. Foul territory, but it lands two rows in the grandstand behind home plate. Count is 2-2. The 2-2, swung on, foul tipped, strike 3 was held on by Muntz. That is the first out of the inning. It took 8 batters, but Santos able to strike out Jones for the first out of the bottom half of the 6th inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia used car supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. One away. Runner on third and Carlos Luis batting from the left side. He is the 9th Storm batter to come to the plate in this inning. Pitch misses out, ball 1. The pitch missing outside, ball 2. So the Storm have officially batted around. 9 of them have come to the plate this inning. The 2-0, missing outside, ball 3. That was the 25th pitch of this inning, thrown by Santos. The pitch, missing outside, ball 4. And Luis draws another walk. That is the 6th walk of this inning given up by the Rawhide pitching staff. And the 3rd given up by Santos this inning. So the 10th batter of the inning will come to the plate. He led it off as Jared Alvarez Lopez. He walks to lead off the inning. 6 of the 9 batters that have come to the plate have walked. 2 of them have had a hit and just 1 have been sat down. The Storm lead 11-0 in the bottom half of the 6th. The pitch, a breaking ball that misses low, ball 1. Runners in the corners, 1 down. An opportunity maybe for a double play ball. One-oh count. The pitch. Swung on, lined over the head of the leaping Chaney Ortiz, an RBI single for Alvarez. Lopez done, Acosta scores, makes it 12-0.
Amazing.
Luis advances to second. And the runner on first, Alvarez Lopez, with the RBI single into left. Here's the number nine batter, Kervin Pichardo. But first, you're going to see the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide as Jorge Cortez comes in to pull Santos. Alex Valdez will enter the game. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, Alex Valdez will inherit runners on first and second, one down in the bottom half of the sixth with the Storm leading by 12.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Alex Valdez on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch swung on, lined into center field. Bautista comes in, but it'll land in front for a base hit. The throw to second, not in time. Alvarez Lopez, the runner on first, almost fooled by Bautista. He thought Bautista was going to catch it. Instead, it landed. Alvarez Lopez able to make it to second base safely. So that's a single for Kervin Pichardo to make it bases full. And one down in the bottom half of the sixth. The Storm lead 12 to nothing. They've scored 7 runs this inning. The pitch, it's a called strike. Count is 0-1. At the plate is Merrill. He walked in his first at bat. In fact, the first five batters of this inning walked. Pitch misses outside, ball one. So first 5 walks, then there was a double, then a single, a strikeout, another walk, and another single, and now Merrill up to the plate. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner, count is 1-2. Bases full, 1 away. The pitch, bouncing low in the dirt, ball 2. Muntz has had a rough game behind the plate. He's done a good job of blocking quite a few balls in the dirt, but you can't expect him to block all of these, especially with such a long inning. I wish I checked to see what time it was at the start of this one. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 2-2. Alex Valdez, the third pitcher of the evening, not of the evening, of the inning, the fourth of the evening. 2-2 count. The pitch swung on. Slow ground ball. Ortiz picks it up, flips to second for 1. On to first, not in time. He's safe. Merrill able to beat out the potential inning-ending double play, and he's safe at first base. Another run scores. Lucky number 13 for the Storm. They lead 13-0. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball, right center field. Bautista going back, reaches up and makes the play over his shoulder to end the inning, a long inning. 8 runs scored, I think. Yes, 8 runs scored in the bottom of the 6th inning. They lead 13-0. Heading to the top of the 7th, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Top half of the 7th inning. The Lake Elsinore Storm lead the Rawhide 13-0. Davison De Los Santos bats from the right side as there is a new pitcher on the mound for the Storm. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball one. New pitcher is Alan Mundo. Tall right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 170 pounds out of Mexico. Signed as an international free agent in 2017. Pitch. Missing in, ball two. Mundo ended last year with the Arizona Complex League. He'll be 22 in May. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. De Los Santos has struck out twice today. In fact, the Rawhide only have one hit this evening. That came in the first pitch of the game. Wilder Patino had a double. Since then, the Rawhide have only had one runner on. It was Jason Roberson when he drew a walk in the fourth, a pitch. Swung on and fouled off into the netting. Infield shading to the right. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. De Los Santos strikes out for the third time today. That's the 13th strikeout this evening for the Storm pitching staff. Mundo in relief for IR Day. Another pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. The pitch swung on, a hard one-hopper. Sliding play by the second base and the throw to first. Not in time and gets by. But Roberson is going to stay at first base. That is the second hit of the evening for the Rawhide. Roberson has reached base twice today. Here's Shane Munz. He'll bat from the right side. He struck out twice today. Only Rawhide hitters. Actually, every single Rawhide hitter has struck out today except for Roberson. He's put the ball in play twice, once with a hit, another time he grounds it out. He also has walked today. The pitch, missing low, ball one. I believe the most runs the Rawhide have scored this season is 10. The most they've allowed is 14. That was in their only loss against the Quakes on Saturday. 1-0 count. Mundo sets. The pitch. Swung on, fouled to our right. It's getting closer to the booth. 1-1 count, one away, runner on first in the top of the seventh inning. 9:18 local time. We are 2 hours and 10 minutes into this ball game. Mundo, right-handed pitcher and reliever, Ayarte. It's all been all righties against the Rawhide this evening. The 1-1 swung on and missed strike two. Looked like he tried to kind of hold up his swing, but did go around completely. Final pitching line for Ayarte. 4 scoreless innings, gave up a walk, no hits, struck out 7. An amazing performance. On track for the win. It'd be his first win of the season. The only blemish was the walk. The pitch. Cold strike three at the knees. Munz goes down looking. That's the third time he has struck out today. Two down, now a runner on first for Junior Franco. Franco 0-for-2 with a strikeout, and he's grounded out to first. So, again, Roberson, the only Rawhide batter to not strike out today. The only batters to have struck out only one time is Ortiz, DeRossio, and Patino. Not counting Franco because Hill struck out in the second inning, although Franco did hit a ground ball to the first baseman. So I guess he technically is, but he has not had a second at bat yet until now. Here he is with the 1-0 count. He swings and fouls the ball out of play. One count, infield shading to the right. No one holding Roberson. It's a large lead at first. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball hits off the catcher's glove. So Roberson will advance to second base. It's a pass ball on the catcher, Jared Alvarez Lopez. And this is the second time today the Rawhide have had a runner in scoring position. First time since the first inning. 2-1 count, two away. Mundo sets. The pitch. Swung on, fouled to our left and into the concourse. 2-2 count, two away. the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, gets by the catcher again, and Roberson is going to head for third. That one should be a wild pitch. This is the first time today the Rawhide have had a runner on third. No, that's wrong. Mazzino did steal third, so this is the second time now. Full count, two away, runner on third. Right on left matchup. The payoff pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right center field. It's going to hit the wall. Franco heading for a second. Roberson scores easily. Franco with an RBI double to give the Rawhide their first run of the game. They now trail by 12. It's a 13-1 ball game. That's the second hit of the evening for the Rawhide. The first run of the game, and J.J. DeRossio now bats from the right side with the runner on second. Here's the pitch. Missing outside ball one. DeRossio struck out looking in his first at bat and then grounds it out to the pitcher. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded foul down the third base side. And by the way, Alvarez Lopez is actually no longer the catcher this inning. It is Malone behind the plate, so those that pass ball charged to Malone, not Jared Alvarez Lopez. So Tyler Malone comes in defensively. The pitch missing outside, count is 2-1. Franco, the runner on second. It's a 2-1 count with two down. Rawhide trail by 12 in the seventh. The pitch to DeRossio swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is 2-2. Two-two count, two down, runner on second. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball three. Count is full. Mundo, this is his second appearance for the Storm. He threw two scoreless innings in his first appearance of the season. Gave up a hit. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out four. The payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up behind the foul territory, behind home plate. Malone gives chase, and he makes the play up towards the first base, maybe about a third of the way towards first in foul territory. Rawhide do get on the board, though. It's a 13-1 ball game as it's stretch time at the Diamond. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
half of the seventh inning. The Storm lead 13-1. Alex Valdez back on the mound for the Rawhide. He's the fourth pitcher of the evening, but he was the third pitcher of the inning back in the sixth. The pitch, a called strike on the outside corner to the number three batter, Max Ferguson. Rawhide finally got on the board in the last inning. Pitch missing outside. Ball one. Rawhide have two hits this evening now. Three hits this evening. One count. Missing low in the dirt. Ball two. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play down the third base side. Hits on the roof and goes back into the stands. Let's take a look around the league again. Here's the 2-2. Bounces in front of home plate. Count is now full. Fresno still leads the Giants, but it's a 9-4 ball game now in the bottom of the eighth. Rancho leads Inland Empire 4-3 in the top of the eighth, and Stockton leads 9-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're still looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-5. The pitch missing outside, ball 4 to Ferguson. Ferguson draws a lead-off walk to start off the seventh inning, and now the number 4 batter, Lucas Dunn, comes to the plate. So the Rawhide entering today's game, leading the California League Division, Southern Division, I should say. However, Rancho in line to win right now. They only have a one-run lead. If they do that, it'll be both have 4-2 records, assuming the Rawhide don't score 12 in the next two innings. You never know. But we're going to do a little educated gamble of saying that. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play towards the sweet to our right. So if that's the case with both teams being 4-2 so far this season, Visalia would still lead because they defeated the Quakes twice out of the three times they faced each other so far this season. Infield shading to the right. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, a ground ball to Ortiz. Picks it up, throws the second for one, on to first in time, a double play, 6-4-3. A huge two outs, and Valdez can breathe a sigh of relief. Two away, nobody on for Matthew Acosta, batting from the left side. The San Jose Fresno game. That pitch is fouled off. A big one to determine who's going to be the leader in the Northern Division. Right now it's San Jose leading. They're 4-1, while Fresno 3-2. The pitch missing low and outside. Ball one. The way that the playoffs are working this year, even though it's a little bit early to start talking about the playoffs, will be the first half and second half winner of the division. The pitch missing outside, ball two. So this is going back to how it was in 2019, pre-pandemic. So the first half champ, here's the pitch. Swung on deep, high fly ball right field, but it'll stay in the yard. Roberson underneath it. He makes the catch for the third out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Valdez. We'll tell you more about how the playoffs are working this season. When we come back, we're going into the eighth with the Rawhide trailing by 12. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying
Close, but not quite Techron. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Top of the eighth inning, the Storm lead 13-1. Juan Bautista at the plate swings and misses at the first pitch. From Alan Mundo's in for his second inning of work. Bautista has struck out twice today. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. So in the last half inning, started to tell you how the playoff structure would work this year. It's going back to how it was back in 2019 with first half and second half champs. So instead of the best records at the end of the season, we split the season up in half. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Bautista strikes out for the third time today, and that'll bring up Ortiz batting from the left side with one away and nobody on. And so the reason why it's split up halfway through the season is because of how much turnover there usually is in the minor leagues. To be honest with you, I'm surprised that it's game six and we haven't had a roster change with the Rawhide. Of course, as I say that, there's probably going to be like five after the end of this series. Waiting on the first pitch to Ortiz. Here it is. Swung on, lined towards center field, past the shortstop, Merrill. And that's the fourth hit of the evening for the Rawhide, a one-out base hit for Chaney Ortiz. That brings up the top of the order. Wildred Patino come to the plate. One away, Rawhide trail by 12. So the best record in the North and South at the first, in the first half, at the end of the first half, gets a spot in the playoffs. And then the best record for the second half in both the North and the South get the second playoff spot. The pitch missing low and outside. There'll be the divisional playoff series between the North and the South, and then the winner of that will play in the championship series. Last year, not last year, 2019, the last time the Rawhide were in the playoffs, they won the first and second half, actually, as the pitch missing low and inside ball two. So if that happens, if the team that was the first half champs is also technically the second half champs, it'll then be the second best record in the division that'll get the second playoff spot. 2-0 count to Patino, the pitch. Swung on, line towards right center field. The right fielder coming in, makes a sliding play. No, he drops it. And Ortiz will head to second base. It's going to be a hit for Patino. He has two hits today. Farmer made great effort in right field, diving attempt, but just could not hold on to the ball. It definitely hit his glove. He just couldn't squeeze it to make the out. Ortiz advances to second, and here's Gene Walters batting from the left side. Mundo sets the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. One-oh count. Mundo taking his time. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Walter is looking to reach base for the first time today. He has struck out twice. Also grounded out to short. This is his first time facing Mundo. Walters has been great for the Rawhide so far this season, batting above 500 entering today's game. The pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Walters through four games, batting 545. To be exact, that's 6-for-11. He scored two runs, two doubles, four runs batted in, walked twice, and has struck out twice entering today's game. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Walters strikes out for the third time today. Two away, runners on first and second for Davis and De Los Santos. He has struck out three times today, once in every single at-bat. Mundo has four strikeouts this evening. For the Storm pitching staff. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line towards right center field. The center fielder giving chase, but it'll land for a base hit. That'll score Ortiz. Rounding third is Patino. He will score easily. A two-run double for De Los Santos, and the Rawhide are now down by 10 in the top half of the eighth inning. Bats finally coming alive a bit for the Rawhide. Of course, a little too late. They're trailing by 12 entering this inning. Now Jason Roberson bats from the left side. Still two down, but runner on second is De Los Santos. The pitch. Missing low and outside, ball one. Roberson has walked and singled today. He scored the first run of the game for the Rawhide in the last inning. The 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. Infield shading to the right, as is the outfield. Roberson is the only Rawhide batter not to strike out tonight. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-2. Roberson, one of two Rawhide batters to reach base twice today. Other one is Wildered Patino. The 1-2, missing outside, 2-2. Roberson has walked and singled. Patino doubled and singled. Two-two count, two down. Runner on second. The pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Now every single Rawhide batter has struck out at least once today. 17 strikeouts for the Storm pitching staff this evening. We're heading into the bottom half of the eighth. The Storm lead by 10. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck. And we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong. Grow your possibilities.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. This is the second time this season the Rawhide are going to have a position pitcher on the mound. So it's Chaney Ortiz on the mound. S.P. Chen enters the game at second. And Gene Walters moves over to short. The pitch, deep fly ball to left field. Franco giving chase, but it one hops the wall. That'll be a leadoff double for Pierce Jones. This is the first time I've seen Chaney Ortiz pitch. Last year for the Rawhide, despite how many times they lost, there was never a position pitcher in. And we've seen it twice in six games for the Rawhide. The last time it happened, it was in extra innings. It wasn't a blowout, but the Rawhide, quite frankly, ran out of pitchers. And the pitch, a called strike on the inside corner. At the plate is Carlos Luis. The pitch from Ortiz, missing outside. Ball one. Runner on second is Jones. The Storm lead by 10. The pitch, one hopper to the pitcher Ortiz. He checks back the runner and throws to first base. You can tell it was a shortstop. He didn't even move his feet towards first base. He just kind of cocked his arm back and threw it over to first in time. So one away, runner on second. Now Tyler Malone will step to the plate. He came in defensively in the seventh for Jared Alvarez Lopez. Now Malone will bat from the left side. This is his first at-bat of the evening. We saw him as the designated hitter yesterday. The pitch, called strike count, is now 1-1. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled to the concourse just below the box. Count is 1-2. Chaney Ortiz's brother is in attendance. Able to see his younger brother in his pitching debut. Down and in. Count is now 2-2. The pitch missing outside, ball three. It hits off the glove of Muntz, and Jones will move over to third. It's going to be a wild pitch on Ortiz. Runner on third, one down, full count. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball four. One away, runners on the corners. Here's the number nine batter, Curvin Pichardo. First pitch. Is fouled out of play right in front of our booth. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play again. Count is 0-2. So again, the new player in for the Rawhide SP, Chenim, goes to second. Walter is now at short. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball. Second baseman Chen fields it, throws to first base. That's the second out of the inning, but Jones does score. It was hit too slowly to try to be a double play ball. Had a lot of spin, really kind of almost snaked. Malone advances to second. Pichardo is retired. And here's the top of the order. Jackson Merrill batting from the left side, a runner on second. Two away, it's a 14-3 ball game. The pitch missing high and out, ball one. Ortiz was drafted by the Diamondbacks last season out of Grand Canyon University. Grew up in Arizona. Pitch missing out. Originally from the Phoenix area, so a hometown kid. Just turned 23 on Monday, the 2-0 called strike on the inside corner. The pitch. Missing outside, ball three. Count is now 3-1. Ortiz sets. The pitch. Swung on, lined into left field. It'll be a base hit. They're going to hold Malone at third, and Merrill will have a single. That hit to the outfield definitely could have scored Malone, but manager for the Storm held him at third. That's why some of the fans were booing. The pitch, missing high and out, ball one at the plate, Farmer. The Storm lead by 11 in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch, called strike, count is 1-1. The pitch, missing inside, ball two. Two, one, missing high, ball three. The 3-1, called strike, count is full. Full count. Two down, runners on the corners. The runner on first, Merrill, will be off on the pitch. The pitch swung on, popped out of play down the third base side. We'll do the 3-2 again. Pitch. Missing high, ball four. Second walk given up by Ortiz this inning, and it makes it bases full for Max Ferguson. Runner on third, Malone. On second, Merrill, and first, Farmer. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch, called strike, with the new rule in single A, you need to have two infielders on each side of second, but Walters is as close to second as you can. The pitch swung on, lined, foul down the right field side. Count is 0-2. Everyone shifting for a pull as Ortiz is pitching about 60 miles an hour. Maybe. There's no radar gun. can't confirm or deny. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled into the concourse down the third base side. The 0-2. Missing outside, ball one. The 1-2. Swung on, lined out of play. We'll do it again. The 1-2. Swung on, popped up, but it'll be reaching the stands. Ferguson, 1-for-2 today. He's walked twice, had a sacrifice flyout, and his one single was a bunt single. The pitch. Swung on, foul towards the Rawhide dugout down the first base side, I should say. Waiting on the 1-2, Ortiz, the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch. Swung on, fly ball deep right field. Roberson goes back on the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch to end the inning. The Storm get another run, and it's a 14-3 ball game heading into the top of the ninth. Last chance for the Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The Storm lead in the top of the ninth. This is the last chance for the Rawhide as they trail by 11. New pitcher on the mound is Brendan Heiss. He's in relief for Alan Mundo. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest termites and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. It's a 2-0 count. Nobody on, nobody out for Shane Muntz. The pitch swung on and fouled down the third base side. Munz today has struck out three times. The 2-1 called strike count is 2-2. Providing the Rawhide don't score 11 runs this inning, the Rawhide will fall to 4-2 on the season, just their second loss, snapping a three-game win streak. Pitch missed outside. Count is now full. Lake Elsinore will snap a four-game losing streak and improve to 2-4 and get their first win at home this season. This will be the Rawhide's first loss. The 3-2 swung on. Deep fly ball left field. Left fielder Jones going back at the wall. Reaches up. Makes the catch right in front of the wall. Munz just got under that one. Hit it to the farthest part of this ballpark and just could not get it out of here. A long out. One away. Final scores for the rest of the Arizona Diamondbacks minor league system. Triple A Reno defeats Sacramento 6-2. Everett defeats Single A High A Hillsborough by a score of 5-0. And Amarillo, the Double A affiliate, defeats Tulsa by a score of 7-4. At the plate, Franco had an RBI double in his last at-bat. The pitch, called strike count is 1-1. High sets, here's the pitch. It's foul tipped into the glove. Count is 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Missing outside, ball 3. Diamondbacks did not play today. Full count, one down, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. And Franco goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Here's J.J. DeRossio. He'll bat from the right side. 2 down. Nobody on. In the top of the 9th inning, Rawhide trailed by 11. This is the largest run deficit the Rawhide have lost by. The only loss this season prior to today is against the Quakes. The pitch to DeRossio swung on and lined foul down the right field side. They fell to the Quakes by a score 14-7 back on Saturday. 0-1 count. Heiss sets. The pitch misses low and out, ball 1. He's in relief for Mundo. Mundo threw 2 innings, gave up 3 earned runs off of 5 hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out 5. Only one Rawhide batter drew a walk today. Pitch swung on, a hard ground ball threw into center field. The second hit of the season for J.J. DeRossio. And DeRossio extends the game for the Rawhide. Here comes Juan Bautista batting from the right side. Mentioned that the Rawhide only walked once today. Meanwhile, the Storm walked 10 times today. Their pitching staff have had 18 strikeouts. The Rawhide pitching staff, 5. Storm have 14 hits, have scored 14 runs off on the Rawhide. 3 hits. Beg your pardon. 6 hits, have scored 3 runs. Pitch to Bautista, misses outside, ball 1. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball 2. Two oh count, 2 down. Pitch to Bautista. Misses outside. 3-0 count, two away. Bautista has struck out three times today. The pitch. Missing a low ball four. That's the second walk given up by the Storm pitching staff this evening. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Here's Chaney Ortiz batting from the left side. The pitch, cold strike at the knees, count is 0-1. Ortiz, the pitcher at the plate. Runners on first and second, two down, 0-1 count. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, line down the left field side, hooking, foul. And Rawhide now down to their final strike, 0-2 count, two down. Runner on second, Duracio on first, Bautista. Ortiz did single today. He's also struck out and lined out to second. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Chaney Ortiz goes down looking to end the inning and the game. Final score, Lake Elsinore Storm 14, Rawhide 3. The Rawhide snap a three-game win streak. And the Storm snap a four-game losing streak. This is the Storm's first win at home. The Rawhide's first loss on the road. Just under 3 hours. This game, 2 hours 58 minutes to be exact. When we come back, we'll give you the post-game show, lane, who the steel player of the game is, and give you the final stats and tell you what to look forward to tomorrow. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Final score, Lake Elsinore Storm 14, the Rawhide 3. The Rawhide did not score their first run until the seventh inning. Meanwhile, the Storm scored a lot early. They scored one in the first, two in the second. They were both unearned to Avery Short, who does take his first loss of the season. Another two runs came in the third, and then eight came in the sixth inning. The Storm sent 13 batters to the plate, That was when they were leading 13-0. Another run did come in the eighth inning when the position player, the shortstop of the day, Chaney Ortiz, came in to pitch. Your steal player of the game for the Rawhide is Davison De Los Santos. He went 1-for-4 with two runs batted in. He did strike out three times, though, but a lot of Rawhide batters struck out. A total of 19 strikeouts today by the Rawhide lineup. On the other side, the Storm struck out only five times. The Rawhide lineup drew two walks. The Storm drew 10 walks. A rough day for the Rawhide pitching staff, but the winning pitcher tonight for the Storm is Iarte. He threw four scoreless innings, didn't give up a hit, walked one, and struck out seven. Great job by Iarte. Rawhide fall to a score of 14-3. They now fall to 4-2 on the season. Looking at the scores around the league, keep an eye on the Rancho Cucamonga score. They're tied at 4 in the top of the 10th, facing Inland Empire, going into extras there. Stockton leads 11-6 in the top of the 9th inning. They're looking for their first win of the season, and we do have a final score. Fresno defeated the San Jose Giants by a score of 9-5. Rawhide looking to hold on to their first place spot. They fall to 4-2. If Inland Empire holds on to defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, then the Rawhide will stay in first place in the Southern Division. We won't know until later tonight. Signing off from the Diamond, I'm Jill Guerin. Tomorrow, first pitch at 7:05. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide, Joe Elvis. Expected pitcher for the Storm is Garrett Hawkins. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's broadcast. I do hope you enjoy each and every one of the broadcasts this season. First pitch at 7:05 will be live right after the national anthem at 7:00 tomorrow from the Diamond. Signing off from the Diamonds, I'm Jill Guerin. Have a good night.